The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Tough Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Tough Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's daf, Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Hei. We're holding on Mem Dalet on Yud-Veit. Six lines up from the bottom. Omar Le-Ravach, the Rav Avi, Le-Ravashi, and let me remind you where we're holding. Yesterday, we discovered that there's really a machloket about how to learn the Pasuk of Mishrat by Nazir. So it turns out that Alibit Rabbi Akiva Mishrat is coming to tell me that Heter is Mitztarif Le'Yisr. And according to the Rabbanan, it turns out that Mishrat is coming to tell me the Din of Tam Ke'ikr, which Rabbi Akiva learns from Gula Nochrim, because he holds that Gula Nochrim is not a Chiddush, since we're talking about the mitzvah to be Magil to Kalim, Rav Kli Midyan, during the first day after they were captured and had been used by the Goyim. So there's no Chiddush there of Nois and Tam Levgam. And so Emele, it's coming to tell me a normal halacha that Tam is Ke'ikr, Masha'in Kain. According to the Rabbanan, they hold that there's always some Tam Levgam when something is absorbed in a pot, and therefore it's a Kiddush anyway. You can't learn out from a Kiddush, so I need Mishrat to tell me Tom Gay. But that's where we were holding. Now, the reason that we got into that machlokas is because we had asked from a Braita on Rabbi Akiva, on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan had said that Mishrat is used to teach me the din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr, and that's a din that is unique to the dinim of Nazir, and you cannot apply it to other halachas. Now the problem is that we asked from a braita on him, which will use the pasuk of Mishrat to tell me Tam Ke'ikr. We answered, fine, that's the Rabban, that's Tam Ke'ikr, and not Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr. The only problem is that in that braita was really another question on Rabbi Yochanan that we never really spoke out, and that is that according to the braita, Tam Ke'ikr is learnt out from Nazir Zekav Chomer to other Yisrael in the Torah. So that part, why would that have anything to do with the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban? If according to the Rabbanan, Litein Tam Ke'ikr, Tam Ke'ikr can be learned out to anything else in the Torah from Nazir, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, if Mishrat is coming to tell me Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr, it could also be learned out to any Yisr in the Torah from Nazir. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's a din unique to Nazir and nowhere else? That is the question we want to deal with today. But still, you haven't answered the whole problem, because min Rabbanan nishmal Rabbi Akiva. Look, I mean, according to Rabbanan, there's nothing that Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva argue about vis-a-vis the relationship of Nazir to other Isurim, right? So, didn't the Rabbanan say, Milohan Rabbanan Mishrat comes to teach me Tam Ke'ikr? And now here's the part that concerns me today. Mikana talameh v'kol isurim shem Torah, right? So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, just substitute the word Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr for Tam Ke'ikr, and you could still have the same ending. Mikana talameh v'kol isurim shem Torah, right? So according to Rabbi Akiva, Mishrat Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr, and add the following, which of course is counter to everything that Rabbi Yochanan said. Add the words Mikana talameh v'kol isurim shem Torah kula. So how does Rabbi Yochanan come off as saying that the din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr is unique to Nazir? Answers the Gemara, it would be true, except for the fact that when it comes to the din of Heter Mitztarif Le'Yisr, we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'Echad. That's our problem. Since Nazir and Chatat, both of them, it adds this din of Tam Ke'ikr. So the Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'Echad and Imolam. What am I referring to? Well, Nazir obviously is what we just said, the Mishrat, right? So Nazir Adi Amora. What am I referring to when I say Chatat? We also know that Heter is Mitztarif Le'Yisr from the following bright at the time. Kol Asher Yiga Bivsara Yigdash. So here we're talking about the din of a chatas, anything that touches a chatas becomes kodesh with the kedusha of the chatas, and that's the din, anything that the dam gets on the beged, you have to wash the beged, and so on. Now, Yochal Afil Lobala, the bright, it continues like this. You might think that this only just touches, it's a kind of magic halacha, you touch a chatas, and it becomes kodesh with the kedusha of the chatas. It doesn't have to absorb any of the chatas. No. For that, the pasuk makes it very clear. Kol asher yigat bivesara. In other words, something that gets into its meat. That's the point. So that's what we're talking about. Then it should be yigdash. And it's dafka achi yavallah bibasar. What does yigdash mean? Yigdash means that it gets the same halachas of whatever it is that it touched. So if this chatas, let's say, is pasul, it's an antipasel. If the chatas is kosher, so then if the chatas is more chomer, you have, let's say, it was basar of kachim kalim. So then it has to be eaten only by kayanim, and it can only be eaten until the end of the day. You don't have 2 days to eat it. Whatever's chomer, but it gets the chomer. The chomer of the chatas, it's going to happen. So teachel ke chomer shabbat. So now, if we have to psukim, so now already we can't learn it out. And the Maisa, as Tosis points out, the truth is that even without chatas, we already saw according to Ziri, we have to psukim because we said it was true for haktorah and for chametz b'pesach, even we're talking about, right? Okay. So we even have three psukim of Bankecha, whatever. So we can't learn it out b'kol haTorah kula. Agreed. Now, the question is, according to the Rabbanon, who obviously, when they see a din of Taravas, they learn that it means Tam Ke'ikr. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva assumes that when it says that if it was Nivla in the Chatas, it's Te'okal Kechom Shubba, means a little piece of the meat was Balua, the entire piece, even though it doesn't have any Tam in it, the entire piece is Mitztarev to the Isra of the little part that is. Why? Because Heter Mitztarev Liyas. How would the Rabbanon understand the Pasuk? It's a Tam Ke'ikr case. Right? So in other words, some of it was indeed balua, and that part now was mitfafea b'kula. It all got the tam of the chatas in it. So then, if that's the case, we now have two psukim shneiksim abankecha to tell me the din of tam ke'ikr. So how they have the same problem, right? So couldn't you say according to Rabbana, nazir and chatas shneiksim abankecha vein melamdim? No, according to Rabbana, you can't. You see, because according to Rabbana, we need the two psukim. And with one, we couldn't learn the other one. Therefore, that shteks rabban ke'echad. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there would be no tzrichasa at all. So here's how to understand what we would say is the tzrichasa. So the truth is, according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say that the Torah said, let's say the Torah said, just the din of chatas that heter is mitztarev liyos. So would I know nazir? Of course not. Chatas is kachim. You never learn chulim from kachim. I mean, kachim always have more chomer halacha. So lo gomar nazir. I mean, to chulim kachim lo gomriyah. But we could have just said nazir, and we would have known chatas is a kav chomer, right? I mean, nazir is very kal, we said. So why doesn't it say it by chatas? V'tigmor minah? Because, I mean, we already saw, you can learn kol isurin shebat Torah out of nazir. So then that means that, why is it there? It's there to tell me shnei tzurim geben kecha. But according to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, no, we need both tzurim. Because indeed we are moda to you, that the din of chatas is adding a special halacha of heter mitztarev liyos, because it couldn't be coming to tell me the din of Tom Kaker, because that I know because of the cooler coach came by Chatas, it's true by Nazir. Say, Ella, what is it coming to add? That even if there's no Tom, it's still Mitztarev Liyasir. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. But of course, that would only be true by Kachin, because I can't learn out Chulim from Kachin. So therefore, we disagree with you about any application of the din of Hetem and Starf Liyasir, even to Nazir. It only applies to the din of Kachin, okay? Chulim Kachin Logoma. The din of Mishrat, what's that? That's coming to tell me Tam Ke'ikr. So I only have one pasuk to tell me Tam Ke'ikr, and now I use that as the Yisod to call it Torah Kula. It's a Kaf HaChomer. If it's true about Nazir, it's true about anything. And therefore, Mikanat Adam, Le Kol HaTorah Kula, Masha'in Ken, according to Rabbi Akiva, I do not need any pasuk to tell me Tam Ke'ikr at all, because I already know that from Bishal Akum, from Megillei Akum, from the din of the Kikoi Midyan. And therefore, we now have two psukim. What are those two psukim coming to tell me? One is coming to tell me Nazir, and one is coming to tell me kosher, I could learn kosher from Nazir. So basically, if they're both coming, let them be tzarf liyisr. And now, if shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad, v'chol shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad, ein malamtim. So now everything works out very well. We've answered the contradiction of the bright at the Rabbi Yochanan, because it's going aliba, the Rabbonan, and therefore it talks about Tam Ke'ikr. And we've also answered why, according to Rabbonan, Tam Ke'ikr would serve as a model of Kolat HaRakula, and according to Rabbi Akiva, if Mishrat is coming to Tomi Yatam Mitzarev Lizer, it does not serve as a model because of Shnei Ketuvim Haba'im Ke'achat. Omele Rav Ashi Lev Gana. So how in the world do you understand the following brayta? We question over there in the brayta, what is the point of listing all of these things separately to teach me that all of the various Yisraelim, so let's say you don't have a full kezayit of one of them, but put them all together and they all add up to a kezayit. Isn't that a little ridiculous? According to Rabbi Akiva, if Isser is even mitzarif with het, koshikain, Isser is mitzarif with other Isser. So that means Alibir Rabbi Akiva, we have no understanding of the posik of Rabbi Gefen Ayan Mechart Sanim Vatzak, because I don't need it. So Ashtar Rabbi Akiva, Isser Vatar mitzarif. Isser, Isser, boy, says the Gemara, of course. Because when you say het mitzarif with Isser, it is only if you're eating them together. But when you say Isser is mitzarif liyisr, you can have a little piece now. You wait a few, 5 seconds, you have another piece of something else. Now, for Eter mitzarif liyisr, that ain't going to do nothing for you. There's absolutely nothing that's mechaber the Isser and Eter, except the achila b'vatachat, according to Rashi, or their actual presence in the same thing, according to Tosfos. To Mimel, of course I need to know that Isser is mitzarif liyisr, even if it's not b'vatachat. And now comes along the next Halakha Mishnah to discuss other issues of chometz that has become batel minei ubei because of its position. So now suppose you have a kneading bowl. A kneading bowl is called an areva. And what generally happens, I mean, they used to use wooden kneading bowls, and as anybody who's used wooden bowls for salad and so on knows, what happens is that ultimately cracks appear between the pieces of wood and the seams in the wood. And so, when you use a kneading bowl with dough, little bits of dough get stuck in those cracks, and you never really take them out. So, if you have batzek shebesit kareva, you have now dough in Pesach, and in the cracks of your kneading bowl, you actually have chometz. So the din is imesh kezayit b'makom echad. So there's one place where you have a whole kezayit, it's not batel, and then you have to get rid of it. Chayav levayah. But if not, it's less than a gezayit, then it becomes batel b'miyuto. It's not kosher, and it becomes just like part of the actual kneading trough. And this would be true about tuma as well. Now this, on the face of it, makes no sense. How can you say this is true of tuma as well, and then say, if you're makbid on, whereas the makbid on it didn't seem to have anything to do with the case of the Areva. So how could it be, and it's the same, and then you give us other criteria? Something's very strange about the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss what does it mean with Hainlin and Tuma, and what does it mean in makbid alav chotzeitz, and so on. But first let's deal with the issue of the bito of the chometz to the Areva. Yeah, Imratzebikuma Ryok Areva, if he wants it there, and he's not Makbin. So then it has the same din as the Areva, and whatever. Whether this is talking about Chatzitz, it's not clear what this is talking about. I'm just going to clarify. It's talking about Kabbalah's Tuma, is it talking about Chatzitz Bifnei HaTfilah, and other possibilities as well. Om Rav Yoram Shmuel. When do we say this? This din that you have to get rid of the kezayit is only where the kezayit is not absolutely necessary for the functionality of the kneading bowl. But so it's in a place where the kneading bowl does not have to hold water. So it's okay. If it's less than a kezayit, and only if it's less than a kezayit, then it's become batel. But if it's kezayit, it doesn't become batel. But if it's b'mokum shasur yin l'chazek, it's on the bottom of the bowl. Bottom of the bowl is where you pour water into. So what, you're going to have a crack there for the water to leak out of? I mean, that's crazy. before you get a chance to knead it into the dough, it's going to start leaking out of the bowl, and that's not usable. So over there, you definitely mevatel it to the bowl, and you, it doesn't have any chashivas of chametz anymore. So you're not chayav to be mevatel. Now, the implications of that is that when we're talking about less than a kezayit in the Mishnah, that then, even if it would be in another place on the kneading bowl, where we don't need it to seal the cracks, but because it's less than a kezayit, it becomes bot, right? So then, even if it would be babakum she'ena seal chazek, eno chayelavaka. Okay, that is Lashon Rishon. Bring Lashon Rishon, less than a kezayit you never have to get rid of, even if it isn't necessary. A kezayit you have to get rid of only if it's necessary to keep, not necessary to hold water. But if it's necessary to hold water, it doesn't matter if it's bigger than a kezayit. Now, there's another Lashon that is much more modern. Some say that what Rav Yehuda and Shmuel was going on was in the latter part. The Mishnah says, "V'im lav batel b'miuto." If it is not a kezayit, then you don't have to worry about it. And in this lashon, Rav Yehuda and Shmuel said, "Well, it depends. When do we say you don't have to worry about it? Nafka, if it's in a place where it's needed to strengthen the bowl so it can hold water. So dafka lashon amakam asir l'chazek." A mirror image of the first approach. But if it's on the side of the bowl, in a place where you're not going to have to water, have to be held in there, so then you have to get rid of it even less than a kezayit. Now, according to this lashon, if it is a kezayit, you'd have to get rid of it no matter what, even if it's in a place where it is necessary to hold the water. So according to this lashon, what you see is michlal, that if it's an actual kezayit, afilu b'makom ha'asir l'chazek, Chayav Leba'er. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Batra. Now, the mice we have, Breitot, that follow both approaches. Let's take a look at the Tanya Kalishna Kama. So, according to Kalishna Kama, if it was Epochus Bikasayas, even if it's an Amokim that it's not necessary to be Mechazik, it's fine. And if it's a Kazak, if it's a Mokim that has to be Mechuzak Mayim, so then, even a kezayit can be left. Listen to this brayta, which says precisely that. But seik shebisit kariva, if it's b'mokam ha'asui l'chazek, eino chutzeitz, ve'ino over, you're not over on it, on Pesach. B'mokam she'ein asui l'chazek, however, if it's in a place where it doesn't come in contact with water, then it's chutzeitz, and you are over. B'amed v'armamur b'kezayit. But that's only if it's a kezayit. Less than a kezayit, you don't have to worry about it. Afilu b'mokam she'ein asui l'chazek, eino chutzeitz, eino over. Perfect. Exactly what the first Lashon said. Tanya Kalishna Batra, we have also exactly what the second Lashon said. But seik shebisit kariva, if it's b'mokam asui l'chazek, then and only then, eino chutzeitz, eino over, ala on Pesach. But if it's b'mokam she'ein asui l'chazek, then it is chutzeitz, and you're over on Pesach. And even that, when we said that you're not over, it's tafka, if it's pachot b'kezayit. But if it's a kezayit, then even if it's a mokum asui l'chazek, it is chutzeitz, and you're over on b'ayir b'yamatzei. Exactly like the second lashon. Perfect. Says the Gemara, yeah, it's perfect. But perfect contradiction.
Perfect argument.
So aren't they kasha now, Dadi? Amar Avuna, well, yeah, they certainly are. And look, I mean, we're going to have to be machmer here. So the first one is a big kula. So cancel the first one. Same kilata become a chamirta, take away the cow, and let's just leave the chomer. We should get rid of anything that is a kezayit, no matter where it is. Says Rabbi Yosef, what's the matter with you guys? What's the problem? Tanoi, shakalta, miyama, what, you press delete on the tanoi? There's a machlokas tanoi, and each one of these braytot reflects one of the tanaim. I understand how you forgot. The tanya, hapachi ipsha, you have over here a piece of bread which is completely moldy. You still have to get rid of it. Why? Because that piece of bread, even though you're not going to eat it, you could still use it to seed new cultures of yeast. So because of that, it's royal shofaka could be ground up. And the chamei abba kamei yisot acherot, so therefore you have to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon ben Alazar Omer, b'meh devorim amurim b'mikuyemet la'achila. This is only if it's being kept for purposes of foodstuffs like using it to be mechamea. But oftentimes this thing becomes so hard, even though it could still be ground up, but you turned it into a stool, basically. Now you sit on it. So you had a big bucket of the stuff. It hardened. You push it out of the bucket, and now you sit on it. Now it becomes a stool. So then already it's a bottle, because you mevatel it in your mind to be something else. Now, since Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's a bottle, obviously the Tanna Kamma holds it's too big to be bottle. It's lo betela. So in other words, apparently there's a machloket whether a kezayit could be bottle. Correct? Tzabu kasever. Ko kezayit, afagav de mevatel, even though lamaisa I have in my mind turned it into a stool, it's still not bottle. Which would explain the brighter that says, even though the kezayit is in the sitke areva and you need it, it's still not bottle. Perfect. He says, yeah, it's perfect for half of the problem, but it's not perfect for the other half of the problem. There were two contradictions here. One contradiction is, if it's a kezayit, can it be kept around? Okay, fine. That contradiction you explained. But there's another contradiction, which is, if it's less than a kezayit, does it have to be gotten rid of if it isn't necessary for keeping water in the arevana? You never explained. Where's the machlokes about that? I see machlokes about that. So, yes, tiratzta b'kezayit. You answered the part of the question that has to do with its being a kezayit, but you didn't answer the contradiction between the two brightot of the case where it's pachot b'kezayit. Pachot b'kezayit mit tiratzta. I don't see any answer. Therefore, I suggest that actually it is not a machlokes tanayim. Both brightot are Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and what we have been ignoring is that there are three levels, actually, when it comes to determining whether something is necessary for an areva. You have one level, which is literally on the bottom, where over there you pour water, and it's got to be waterproofed. You have another level, which is the area of the side of the areva, against which you push the dough while you're kneading it. And then you have the upper part where the dough never really comes in contact with it, other than it's just to make sure it doesn't fly out of the container. But you certainly never press the dough up against the top of a deep kneading bowl. Okay, so that's the point. So we have only been discussing the difference between the area where it needs water. But lokash abu makom lishan. So that actually, if it's in a place where you're pressing against it, and it's pachot mikizayit, then even if it isn't needed for the water, it still fills in the cracks. You've got a smooth kneading surface. If it's above that, so then that's where it says it's pachot mikizayit. It's not needed to be held in any way. You have to get rid of it. Om Ravashi, but by the way, I just want to clarify the answer that Abaya said. Don't think that when Abaya was saying, if it's not necessary at all, that's referring to Lo B'Makom Lishan, means on the other side. Agaba de Agna. That's not true, even if it's on the upper edge. Ashifta de Agna. Obviously, look, it's logistics. What, are we stupid? You have to start explaining to me that you don't rub the dough against the upper edge. No, but you see, the question is, Mao Detaim, I might have thought that the Judah Shaloba Mokom Lisha does mean it never comes in contact with the dough. Okay, that's the point. So it would only be if it's on the other side. But it's that Asifta, the Agna, the over there, at times, maybe you do come into contact with it. So maybe it's Matilat, sometimes it's Atif, sometimes it drips, and it gets up there also. Come on, you won't have to worry about that. Okay, on Rav Nachman, on Rav. Rav said that looks like a trim and a lazer, and even if it's a gezayit, it is bottle if you decided to turn it into a stool, and therefore that would be the din over here too. Is that so? Well, that may be what Rav Nachman quoted Rav as saying, but Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi quoted Rav as saying that only if you covered the surface of the kupatza or of the stool with some stucco. So now it's bechalal. Then you were mevatel it
b'yadayim. Plastered over?
Yeah, it's all plastered over. But if you weren't, you see, dafka tachin lo tachlo. So apparently, Bedafka is saying not like Rav Elazar, because according to Rav Elazar, we don't care about tach. So how do you explain that? Did Rav Paskin like him or against him? Well, you're right. Obviously, there's a machloket amoraim in what it was the Rav said. How they misunderstood one of them misunderstood Rav. Others say that actually that was a misquote. What Reb Nachman and Marav said is that ain halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And how do I know that Rav said that? Because the Omer of Yitzchak Rashi Marav im tach pana betid batela, but only im tach. But if not tach, that's obviously he couldn't be passing like Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Reb Nachman and Marav Shmuel. How about a case where you have two half zaytim and they're connected with a thin piece of dough between them? Now, is that considered to be a whole kezayit, or does that fall into the chatzizayit over here in our Mishnah? Well, the test is simple. Ro'im. Kol she'ilu yinatel achut v'nitalin imo, chayav leva'er, v'in la'veinu chayav leva'er. So the Kool-Aid asks the test over here is pick up the thin strip of dough. If the small, the half kezayit on either end come up with it, so then it's a kezayit. And if not, it's not. I just want to make sure you understand. The case over here is a continuation of a discussion of kneading troughs. Okay? If you have something on the floor like this, then forget it. It's definitely considered to be kezayit. It's not getting an arifa, but buy it chayav levayer. Because, what, just because right now it's in two parts connected with a thin strip of dough, and what happens when you bring your broom and you sweep the whole thing into a dustpan, and now one piece lands directly on the other, and now you have a kezayit. So over there, for sure, you have to get rid of it. So because then in the kodesh of enough lagabi andani, you're going to be boxed into one place, they'll follow one another, and you'll have a kezayit, b'mokam echa. Omar Ulam. Ula says that they wanted to know how far we extend this halacha in Eretz Yisrael. They were asking, how about if you have like a chatzizayit downstairs and a chatzizayit upstairs? Now, are we afraid that there too you're going to use the same dustpan and put it all together? Or how about if it's you have a chatzizayit on a porch and a chatzizayit in the house? Is that going to come together? Or how about if you have two rooms? You have to go through one room to get into the other room. Do we say it's going to be a shash of tziuv even in separate rooms or not? Shnei batim zelif lemizim zeh. Ma. Take them. They didn't come up with an answer on that one. Tana Rabbana. Hapach ipsha. Now, we talked before about bread that was all moldy. We didn't say how moldy. So suppose it became moldy enough that no human would eat it, but a dog wouldn't hesitate to eat it. Hakelav yachola ochla. Jizniv sameh achilat adam. Then the din is that since it was initially foodstuff, and it hasn't reached the stage of being nifsal me'achilat kelev, it retains its din of foodstuff, and it's metame tumas eichlin, b'kebeitza, b'metame other things. But you don't have to worry about, if it's truma, about burning it with the tumea, because it doesn't have a din of, since it's not roi for Adam, there's no problem of being metame it miyadayim. Because it's bichlal, not miyuchad, for human consumption. Okay, that's the din in the Mishmer Trumotai. But as far as the question of the Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, okay, that already is something else. Now, Mishum Rabbi Natan Amru, in a metame. According to Rabbi Natan, it's not metame at all, once it's no longer considered to be roi la'achilat adam. Now, come on, Azad, it's not. We have a Mishnah that says, Klal amru b'taharot, kol ha-miyuchad la'ochel adam. Anything that has been set aside initially for human consumption retains its tumah ad shipaseh me'lachol k'lekelev. Okay, now, obviously, that is not like Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan says, once a human can eat it, it's no longer considered to be able to make up a tumah. Tana Rabbana. Arevata avdanim. We've been talking about an areva that is used for making bread. But there is also an areva that is used for working on skins. And that kind of areva stinks to high heaven. Even if it doesn't have skins in it, it stinks. And they would often use the equivalent of a dough, because they would put in a lot of flour to dry out the skins, and essentially that ought to be chametz. Question is whether the stench is such that it's no longer roi l'achila. So the halacha is like this: if you were natan l'tocha kemach tosh losha yamin, if it hasn't been 3 days yet inside that thing, and it, now it's Pesach, you got to get rid of it. But if it's already before 3 days before Pesach, you put it in. By the time Pesach rolls around, it is completely nifsal, and you don't have to worry. Kanim shloshi yamim, eno chayav levayer, because bichlal, not considered to be foodstuff at all. And this, now, initially, we're talking about that even if you had skin in it, according to the Tanakhama, you have 3 days before it becomes completely nifsal machilas kela. That is not agreed by everybody, because Rabbi Natan says, no, only by medvar mumushalot natan tocha arot. There's only true 3 days you've got if you didn't actually put in skins. So then it takes time for the stench to get into it. Natan tocha arot, the moment that you put in this filthy skin, so then afilu toshosha in chayavah, but immediately becomes nifsa. Omar Rava lok Rabbi Natan afilu yomecha, afilu sha'achat. Rabbi Natan is 100% correct. Even if it's there for a moment, it's for sure not considered to be roi, and therefore there's no chiyuv to get rid of it. No din of 3 days. We could either stop now, or we could continue till the Mishnah. I don't see why we can't stop now. Okay. You've only answered the difference between the use of the Pasuk Mishrat for Het Tam Ki Iker Refret Mitzvah Leis, but you have another problem on Rabbi Yochanan, because Min Rabban and Ishmael Rabbi Akiva. Didn't the Rabban say that Mishrat is the same Tam Ki Iker, and they added Mikanat Adam and Kolei Tzurim Shabbat Torah? Why isn't that true according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Nami, Mishrat is Fretta Mitzvah Leis, add Mikanat Adam and Kolei Tzurim Shabbat Torah. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say only and uniquely here, nowhere else? Why? Nozir, obviously you are talking about Mishrat, Todeh Amor. Chatat Mai, Tetanya Kalashiri Ga Bivsara Yigda, Yochla Filobla, Tamilom Bivsara. Achiva Labi Basar. And what does Yigdash mean? Liot Kamor. Imsulai, Tipasel. If it's Kershet, Erchel Kachamushaba. So according to Rabbanan, you'll say, oh, so why wouldn't we say the same thing? No, because I'm going to show you, according to Rabbanan, we need a Tupsukim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, no way we would need a Tupsukim, okay? Because, Bishlama, I understand in one direction you could start thinking that we need Tupsukim. For instance, let's say the Torah would have said only Chatas, that's true. That we would not have been able to learn out Nazir, because Chulim Mikachim no Gamrina. But if the Torah would have written Nazir, we certainly could have learned out Chatas with Tigma Mina, because Chulim Mikachim Shabbat Torah, we learned out from Nazir was Kal from anything. The Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, it's definitely Mitzvah Tzvichi. Because since I already know Tam Ki Iker, so the first thing that comes to mind when the Torah repeats it by Chatas is to add a new halacha, namely, Hetem Mitzvah Tzvichi. By Kach, and Chulim Mikachim Lo Gamrina. Mishrat is to take Tam Ki Iker. But according to Rabbi Akiva, I already know the din of Kalat Torah Kula from the halach of Giulei Noch. So therefore, Tarvayu is let to be star for Yisr, and therefore becomes Sheikh Tivim Boim Kech, or Sheikh Tivim Kech in the land. Omele Rav Asher of Kahana. So how do you explain the fact of Libra Rabbi Akiva that we need a pasuk to teach me Mikol Asher Yasir Gefen Ayin Mechar Tzanim Vatzan to teach me Libra Al Yisuri Nozir Shem Mitztarfli Yisrim? If a Libra Rabbi Akiva even Heter is Mitztarfli Yisrim, obviously Yisr is Mitztarfli Yisrim, why would I need a pasuk? Yisr Yisrim Yiboy Omar Lai, what do you mean? It's not the same at all. Yisr Heter is on the Mitztarf if it's Vivat Achat. But Isser v'Isser is mitzvah, even if it's b'zeacher zeh. But sake, should be sitkeh ha'riva, im yesh gizayit b'mkom echad chayav leva'er, v'im lav batem b'miyutum. V'chein le'inyan ha'tum'ah, im akpid alav chotzeitz, im ratzah b'kiyuma uriya ke'ariva. Amr v'yura m'shmu, lo shana ala b'mokum she'ein asuyin lechazeg. On the contrary, when is it batel b'miyuto? The pochot mikazayit. Lo shana al vavakum asir lechazek. Am vavakum she'en asir lechazek, you have to be mavayer, which means that a kazayit you can never. Even if it's Mamakum Asalakhazik, you never get away without being Mavira. Now, truth is, we have a bright Klish Lakama, and we have a bright Klish Lamatra. Tani Klish Lakama, but Sek Shabisit Kari, Vabu Mokama, Sui Lachazek, Eno Chotzeit Vinovolver, Ubu Mokum Sheino Sui Lachazek, then it's Chotzeit Vover, but when? Only if it's a Kizai. But if it's Pachot Mikizai, it's not a problem. Eno Mokumsheino Sui Lachazek, Eno Chotzeit Vinovolver. On the other hand, we have a bright that's much more machmir, a tiny bit of shabbatra. But seik shabesit ke'areva, if and only if it's b'moka basil chazay, do you not have to be mevayered? So teino chotzeit v'over moka, vein over, but b'moka she'eino basil chazay, chotzeit v'over. And this is only b'pochot mikazay, because I eat it always. Have to be Bavire. I feel about Basil Chazek Chotzeitz. And so the Mela, you have a riot to both Shitas. Yes, that's great. The Mila have a contradiction of Brighta, Kashan Adadi, Omra Huna. Well, we should go to Chumra. So get rid of the earlier Brighta because it's too cold. So Sami Kilata, Mikabi Chamirta. Rav Yosef says, what's wrong? It's Machlokas Tanoim. Anyway, we know this Machlokas Tanoim. Tanoim Shakalta Mi'alma. Machlokas Tanoim Midatanya. Apache Ipsha Chayav Lva'er Mipnei Shira Uila Shulchakav Lachamea Bakame Yisot Acherot. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Amir Bamed V'em Amurim that it's Mekuyemet La'achila. But a kupat sa'or that you were miyachid to be a stool for yeshiva, there at Bechol it's bottle. Now, if Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds his bottle, obviously the Taragamot is not bottle. Why? Because they hold kol kizayit, hafati b'mevata lo bottle. So there you go. So one brayta is going according to the kama, therefore kizayit is never bottle, and the other is going according to Shimon ben Elazar. I'm like, Abaya, that's great, but you only answered half your problem. You answered the problem of the contradiction in desire. You didn't answer the problem of Pachot Mikazayit. Where's the Machloket about whether Pachot Mikazayit requires Biur if it's Shalom B'Mokum Lachazek? Elohava Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar V'lo Kasha. There's two different places that are Shalom Lachazek. There is to say, there is the Lachazek from Mayim on the bottom. And then there's B'mokum Lisha, which is on the side. And then there's all the way on top, which is Shalom B'mokum Lisha at all. And Rav Ashi, it means the inside, the top. It doesn't mean the outside is Shalom B'mokum Lisha. Lotem is Shalom B'mokum Lisha is only outside of Gaba Diagna. Avala Shifta Diagna. Even that is included. Oh, Pshita. No, not Pshita, because Ma'atatema. Zinna da'ati fumbati la'ata. And because of those rare occasions, we consider that to be Mokum that's made for Lisha. Kamash, no, that it's not. Anyway, getting back to that. Omer back when I'm Ravalach from Shimon Elazar. You're kidding. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashi said just the opposite. That Omer Yitzchak Bar Ashi Amaran, im tach paner betit. Then, and only then, is it Bato. So tach in lo tach lo, which is against Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Well, it's true. Manda matnehan lo matnehan tzemachlokas amoraim is to what Rav said. Yikri amri omri b'nachman amarav ein alachak Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because since Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashi quoted Rav as saying that dafka im tach panei abetit b'teila, so obviously it doesn't hold that you can just be mevatelit without putting the stucco over it. Then it's considered one whole kazayit. But this is only where it's stuck in the kneading bowl. If you had this lying on your floor, you'd always have to be mechayev levayer. Why? Because what happens if you pick up your broom and your kanish light and they fall into the dustpan, one on top of the other, now you've got a kazayit. How about if one of them is in the bayit and one of them is ba'aliyah? We also chayish for that. One of them is a bayit, one of them is in the achsar. One of them is the inner room, one of them in the outer room. Shnei batim zelafim is in ma tekun. Tan rabban, hapachi ipshav nifsalam yilechol la'adam. But a caliph can still be ochel. So it's still matami to masaychlin, v'kabeitza, and it's nisrafa imat tmeya b'pesach. Whereas Rabbi Natan says, ain't a matama at all. The commander says, Tanya klal umru b'tairais, kol ha miyuchot l'ochel adam, mitame achi paseh milecho caliph. Obviously not, like Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan said, even nifsa me'achilat adam. Tan Rabban, Arevata Avdanim, Shnatan Toho Kemar, Tosho Shayamim is still Chayab Levayer, Kodem Shoshayamim Eno Chayab Levayer. Rabbi Natan said, when do we say this? Only if it didn't contain actual Orot. But if it contained actual Orot, the moment that you put it in, Afir Toshosha, Ein Chayab Levayer, because it's considered to be completely useless. Omar Rafa, Halacha, Rabbi Natan, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'ah Echad, even if 1 hour before Pesach, it's already considered to be bato if it had skins in it.
So we were holding on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And what had we learned? That Aliba, Rabbi Yochanan, that the din is that Heter is Mitztarif LeIsser, and that is something that we learn not from Mishrat by Nazir, and Rabbi Yochanan insisted that Shalom Atzina B'chola Terakula. In other words, that the din of Heter Mitztarif LeIsser is only a din in Nazir, and it turned out that we asked on him, don't we need Mishrat for Tam Ki'ikr? And he said, yes, according to Rabbanan, you need it for Tam Ki'ikr. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we learn not Tam Ki'ikr from Gyulei Akum, because he doesn't hold it for Kiddush, and therefore we're left with Mishrat to tell me that Heter Mitztarif LeIsser. Okay, the problem is, very simply this. Rabbi Akiva never said that when we learn out the din of Tam of Heter Mitztarif LeIsser, that it's limited to Nazir. He learned out from Mishrat that there is such a thing as Heter Mitztarif LeIsser. Based on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan came up with his halacha, that Mishrat teaches me that Heter Mitztarif LeIsser for Nazir and only for Nazir. The problem is that the Rabbanan who learned Mishrat means Tam Ki Iker, and not Heter Mitztarif LeIsser, say b'feirush that that's true about all Isurim. And that from Nazir, we learn out to everything else, correct? We even went through the limud. Mishrat, you might think that's only by Nazir, it's a Kal v'chomer, a Kelayim, by three things, right? When it comes to Arla, there are two things, and everything else is a Mamatzino. So there was no problem of using Nazir as a model. A model for what? Alibet Rabbanan? A model of Tam Ki'ikr. Fine. So is there any problem using Nazir as a model for Heter Mitztarif LeIsser? It's the same thing. They're arguing about how to understand Mishrat. Does it mean Tam Ki'ikr, or does it mean Heter Mitztarif LeIsser? Good, but they're not, I mean, why would they argue about the question of whether Nazir could serve as a model of Kala Terakula? If Rabbanan learned that Nazir serves as a model, so why should Rabbi Akiva argue? They're only arguing a model for what? Rabbi Akiva says a model for Heter Mitztarif LeIsser. Chachamim say a model for Tam Ki'ikr. Fine, but where's Rabbi Yochanan going to come up with an idea that Mishrat is limited to Nazir? That doesn't make any sense. Asks the Gemara today on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Omale Ravacha Bered Ravavia L'Ravashi. Explain to me something. Mer Rabbanan Nishma L'Rabbi Akiva. I mean, can't we understand from the way the Rabbanan used the pasuk to tell me Tam Ki'ikr L'Kol HaTerakula, we should be able to figure that Rabbi Akiva does the same thing, no? I mean, Milo Amri Rabbanan Mishrat Yitain Tam Ki'ikr Mikanat Adam L'Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. Didn't the Rabbanan say B'Feirush that if I use Mishrat for Tam Ki'ikr L'Gabi Nazir, I use then Nazir to teach me Kol HaTerakula? They went to the whole limud. How I learned Kol HaTerakula from Nazir? So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, be any different? Rabbi Akiva, Nami, it's fine. Mishrat, okay, it's for another purpose. Whatever. It's to teach you to always paint your nails green. I mean, whatever it is. But it means that whatever it is a model for Kala Terakula. So then Mishrat is also a Heter Mitztarif LeIsser, Mikanat Adam HaKol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. Why would we change that part? There's nothing to do with it. Omar Lei, Ravashi, explaining now to Ravacha, Breda Ravavia, the svar of Rabbi Yochanan, is that Rabbi Yochanan said that's impossible. Why? Because Alibet Rabbi Akiva, we end up with Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechot. Where do we have Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechot? Omar Lei Mishum Davi Nazir V'Chatat Shnei Ktuvim Abon Kechot when it comes to the din of Heter Mitztarif LeIsser. Vein Olam Din. You cannot learn one from the other. Excuse me, cannot learn from Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kechot, the Kol HaTerakula. What are the two Ktuvim? Nazir Hodei Amoran, we just said. I mean, Nazir was Mishrat, to teach me Heter Mitztarif LeIsser. And what's the other one? Chatat Mayi, to Tanya. The Braita explains the Pusik in the Torah that says, Kol asher yigad bivsara yigdash. Anything that touches the meat of a korban chata shall become holy. In other words, if, let's say, I am a shlomim, or a chulin, and I come in contact with a chatas, all of a sudden I become a chatas. All the chulmas of chatas. Yochel afilo lo bal ah, you might think that means even if the chulin meat wasn't boileya, or the lesser kedusha meat wasn't boileya from the chatas. Tabin lomar, bivisara. Kol asher yiga bivisara. Bivisara means that it's choder into the flesh. So in other words, there needs to be some element of bli'ah. And then it says yigdash. Let's try yigdash. Yigdash means liyot kamoha. Whatever its status is, that becomes now the status of the lesser kedusha. She'im pisulahi tipasel. Say this korban chatas was nicer. And now the shlomim will become nicer. Chatas will have a din of nicer. Or, to tell me, im kshirahi te'achel kechamur shaba. Let's say that you have two, and this is interesting, because the girsa really, in other places it's clear, is not kechamur shaba, but chamur shabahen. Rabbi Hanano brings the girsa here. What's the pshat? How could it be kechamur shabahen? How can you have one that's more chamur? You have one that's more chamur. You don't have, I mean, if it's a chatas touching a shlomim, so the chatas is only eaten for one day, the shlomim is eaten for 2 days. But suppose a chatas touches a shlomim that's already on its second day. So now the shlomim is going to become possible tonight, because it can only be eaten on the night in between the 2 days. And the chatas would have had all night to be eaten. Therefore, now the chatas also becomes usher, because the chatas becomes usher with the chumra of the shlomim, that it can't be eaten at night. And the shlomim becomes usher with the chumras of the chatas, that it can't be eaten outside of the azara, and it has to be eaten only by zikrei kahuna, and so on. So in other words, there's an exchange over here of chumras, that is exchanged with the exchange of the material from one to the other, bivsara. Now, what does this come to teach me? Obviously, according to Rabbi Akiva, it can't be coming to tell me tam ki ikr, because tam ki ikr is a svara, according to him. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a chatas, that a shlomi that absorbs the taste of a chatas, that I have to be makar. Of course I have to be makar. I learned that every yulei nothing. Hello, what is it coming for? You're not smiling today. Hello, what is it coming for? Look at this.
Is it always?
He's also dressed in black. I know you're going in the Chas V'Shalom to
a... I had a davening this morning.
Davening is a funeral?
I got dressed.
Oh.
Is it always that the chumra is the chatos? Or
no, I just gave you an example. Oh,
that's what I thought.
I got stuck on. Uh-huh. That's what made you sad.
Yeah, that's what I was... That's
somehow it seemed to me that the sadness was going in the stucking, not the stucking is going in the sadness. And all right, fine. Okay, so now we know that it's got to be coming to tell me hetem et starf liyaser, right? Because otherwise, I mean, that's a davar pasha. But the taste, if there's really a taste, I mean, so then obviously. Okay, so it's got to be talking about that even though the taste was not balua in the shlomim across the board, but nonetheless, the non-chatas absorbent shlomim, when I eat it, is still going to be treated with the chumra of chatas because hetem et starf liyaser. And now any part of that shlomim that's being eaten together with the part that does have a blia of the chatas becomes now usher because of hetem et starf liyaser. So that means that the Torah is telling me, both by nazir and by chatas. I could certainly have learned off chatas from nazir. You could tell me I couldn't learn on nazir from chatas. Maybe the Torah is more makbid by kutchen. But nazir is the lowest of the low in terms of the chumra of isurin, because of the three things that we saw yesterday that are so unique to nazir. That it's not isurin yoylam, that yeshat al isurin. So why couldn't we just give me nazir and I'll know chatas? Must be there for the Torah is coming to give me shnei ketuvim haba'im ke'echad. Shnei ketuvim haba'im ke'echad in melamdim. So therefore, ain't melamdim to anything else. So therefore, I don't, it says Rabbi Yochanan. That's why, since I held the Rabbi Akiva, and I saw that he learns Mishras, means Hetem et starf liyaser. And I know that the only way that he can learn Chatas about Belia is also Hetem et starf liyaser. So then why is the Torah saying it twice to teach me that not to learn out from anywhere else? Whereas the Rabbanan didn't have Shneik Simon Ben Kefret, so they used Nazir as a model for Kala Terekul, and that explains why I said that Rabbi Akiva would Lamaisa end up holding something different than the Rabbanan held in terms of whether Nazir is a model. It's all very nice. Nazir itself is a model. But if the Torah goes out of its way to give me another pasuk, it's coming to tell me don't use Nazir as a model. If I wanted you to use Nazir as a model, I wouldn't have had to hold in a Chatas by Kachin. So it comes out now that the Rabbanan, we should say the same thing. The Torah asks the Gemara, well, wait. So then it's the Rabbanan and hold that your first assumption is always to be tam ki ikar, not hetem et starf liyaser. So we should say the same thing. According to Rabbanan, we should have shnei ksivim b'ayim ke'echad of tam ki ikar. And we should say also not to use Nazir as a model. Because the same way the Rabbi Akiva, when he comes to the din of Chatas, would say, aha, here's another Pasuk yet telling me the din of Heter Mitztarif Liyazir. So the Rabbanim, when they come to Chatas, should say also, oh, here's another Pasuk yet telling us Tam Kikas, Ven Shleksim Abram Keacha. No, said the Rabbanim. Ask the Rabbanim, Amin Abin Nazir Chatas Shleksim Abram Keacha. Vein Malabin. Amri, said the Rabbanim, no, what are you talking? Hanach Mitzvah Tzvich. What do you mean? I need both of those tzukim. Rabbi Akiva says, I understand. Why do you need both of these tzukim? Bishlei mikas rachanu b'chatas. I understand if the Torah would only have told us the din b'chatas, according to you, that tam kikas. Okay, so then you couldn't learn nazir from it, because you can't learn out chulin from kachim. Maybe the Torah is being more makban on kachim. But on the other way around, lichtov rachamona bin nazir, v'vete chatas v'tigmar mina. The kol yisurin shabatera kugamar min nazir. What's wrong with learning out? If the Torah would have just said nazir, I would have known chatas. Yeah, that's your whole thing. You can learn out all yisurin shabatera from nazir. So why shouldn't I be able to learn out chatas from nazir? Rabbanan amil, Rabbanan say. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. One of them is to tell me the din of Tam Kiker, which is the first level. Now that I know Tam Kiker from nazir, I know Kolat Arakula. So when I come along to chatas, I say, hey, what's this doing here? Certainly my first assumption is not to say, oh, I know what it's doing here. It's coming to tell me again, Tom Kaker, so that I should say, what am I, stupid? Why would I think that? The first thing that I think is, well, if I already know Tom Kaker, what could this mean? It must mean Atom and Star of the Yisr. And therefore, when it comes to Kachim, oh, now we got a problem by Chatas. Can't learn out from there, of course, because Chatas is unique. Am I going to learn out other things from Chatas? It's Kachim. It's Chumra, Kachikachim. Remember, who knows? So maybe that's unique. So, Enochinami. If I'm talking about the din of Tam Keiker, so then if I have a piece in which the Tam didn't penetrate the Tarovet, there's no problem with it at all. So, Benogay, everything else besides the Chatas, I'll look at the parts that were exposed to the taste, and I'll answer that, and the rest of it is okay. But when it comes to a chatas, I can't say that anymore, because now I got a problem with Etam Tzarev Liyisr. So if there was a contact between the chatas and the shalomim, that means that any of the piece of the shalomim that I'm going to eat, even the part that isn't affected by the time of the chatas, is not going to be also because of Etam Tzarev Liyisr. Even a piece that had, as I mentioned to you a few times, this is Machlokas Rishonim, the relationship of the Tarovas, the Hetem and Starif Liyisr. There's three levels. Let's understand. Hetem, normally when we have Tziruf, we're about to see, the Gemara is going to actually point this out. Normally we have Tziruf. So Tziruf would be, let's say, it could be Mitzdarif Tuchat Soizesim, Bechdei Achilas Pras, the Shir of the Gezayin. The point over there is, even if I don't eat them at the same time, I eat one half as I is now, I come back 3 minutes later, I eat another half as I is. I mean, that's Bechdei Achilas Pras. So then even though the act of Achil was separate times, I'm going to be higher, because I'm going to be Mitzdarif. That's called Eastern Mitzdarif Leisr, not Hatha Mitzdarif Leisr. But two Chatzoy Zesim will be Mitzdarfim, despite the fact that there's nothing in my act that puts them together. It's only the time that puts them together. It's having done two acts within a certain amount of time is still considered to be Achila, correct? Then there's another question. On the opposite extreme, I eat at one time a piece of Heter that has a taste of Taroves in it throughout. So if I hold Tam Ki'ikr, again, depending on the big machlokas we shown him, whether Tam Ki'ikr means that there's a chiyuv even on tam alone, where there's no mamashes whatsoever. And if there is such a chiyuv, that it's on a kezias of the substance that has that tam. This is the most extreme shita about tam kikr, or the most kal shita of tam kikr, if I eat a kezias b'chtei akilas pras in a mixture that has now still the tam, and the tam only comes to tell me that the yisr wasn't bought. That's got tam kikr. But it's there, the chaleb melted into the mixture. Okay, so the taste is still there. Now if I'll eat a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, I'll be chayav. Whatever. But over there, only the parts that have the taste, obviously, are shayach to being mitzdarif. There's no taste. There's no yisr that's left at all, even if I know it's here. It's bottle. That's the other extreme. Then we have hetem mitzdarif liyisr in the middle. Hetem mitzdarif liyisr means, if I have, at the same achila, a chalek of heter and a chalek of yisr that not necessarily absorbed from one another, so then I will be chayav on the heter as well. Again, the svara may be, because that turns it into an act of achila, and the chatzishir, within an act of achila shlema, is b'chayavi, perhaps. Again, that's one interpretation of Hetem Mitzdarif Liyisr. Another interpretation of Hetem Mitzdarif Liyisr is that given that there's a taste throughout, and that there is a Taroives, that then the Heter part can be joined to the Yisr to be added to the Kezayit, which is similar to the other sheet of the Rishonim in Tam Keiker, you see. In other words, the most kal shot, Atikha Nazis Nevela Bishari Surim has to do with this. Atikha Nazis Nevela Bosom and Cholam does not have to do that. I mean, that's this question. If Tom Keiker will function as the actual Isser itself, then it would be the equivalent of Atikha Nazis Nevela in all Isser and Shabbatayim.
But
Exactly.
If the heteranus was spicy, the issue of pastesos, you eat them as a tarobet.
You've never had a falafel? Kabi doesn't take harif. That's the thing. He doesn't take harif.
The issue of
the Isra and the Heter, according to this Shita, would be Mitzvah. Even so. That's right. Heter Mitzvah for Isra would exist without any time in the Torah. The Nafkamina over here, if you don't hold that, and you hold there has to be some time, the Nafkamina over there could be in two things. Either, as Rashi suggests, that if you have part of the meat that has the taste of the Chatas, but not all of it, and now you're going to be eating some that has it, some that has it, you'll be Mitzvah both together, even though the time didn't go through the whole thing. Or the further Moshita that we spoke about yesterday would be that you could have even where there's no tarovis of time, because only you're going to eat both of them together at the same time. It would be halach of time of hetem and starfliyos. Okay. Again, there's so many different shitas in each one of the things that it's possible to come up with cases where a shita in one equals the shita about the other, which is this case. Each one has its consistent differences. But in any event, according to Rabbanu, it works out beautifully. I start with nazir and I come up with mishrat, meaning tam keik. Then I say to myself, given that I could learn anything in the Torah out of tam keik, why would the Torah have to tell me the din of chatas when it comes to kachim? Oh, that must be adding a new halacha of heter mitzvah liyaser to be mechayev me even on the portion which is heter. So we don't have a problem with shnei tzum aban kechav Rabbi Akiva. But you, who learns out the din of tam keikar from a svara, because it's similar to Gyulein Ofrim, now what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Tutsukim? The only thing you could do with Tutsukim is they're both coming to tell me what I wouldn't have known by myself, which is that there's a halacha of hetem mitzvah liyaser. But then you have to make some of Ankechad. You can only learn it from where it's said. What is it said by? Nozir and Chatas. That's what you're stuck with. Nozir and Chatas. You can't go any further than that. Of course, there's one additional problem with those things. You've also got chametz. You didn't need the chametz, because it turns out Rabbi Akiva agrees to the issue of tarovis and chametz later on, which shows that he would hold that chametz is also. He holds the kol machmetzah to tell me he had to start the issue by chametz too. That's the tarovis according to him. That's the finish of the tarovis and the mission. Okay, fine. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Tosafot doesn't know. But at least it answers the problem. Normally, we'd have to prove what he holds the gabi shnei tzum aban kechad or shloshik tzum aban kechad. Lebaisi, yeah, shloshik tzum aban kechad. Say the Rabbanan, let's just see that inside, because I said it over to you all outside. Rabbanan, Amilcha, Mitzvah, what do you mean? I need both of them. I need, Chathas comes to tell me the Heter Mitzvah, yes, sir. So what are you going to say? Now that I know that, let me learn out Nazir from Chathas. How can I learn out from Kachim? Maybe Kachim is more Chomer. What do I learn out from the Mishras? By Nazir, I learn that Tam Ki Iker. But Tam Ki Iker, if it's said by Nazir, I can learn out the Kalat Arakula. You're the only one who has the problem of saying Shlech Tzvon Kepa, because they both come for the same thing. According to us, they don't both come for the same thing. So therefore, Mikanatadan the Kolatarakula was Rabbi Akiva has no choice but to say, since I already know the din of Tam Kaker from Yulein Ofrim Maklimidyan. So Rabbi Akiva says, Tavayel Hetem Itztarif Liyaser. I have no choice but to say that it's adding something new. Or what's new? The only thing that's new is that now you've turned into Sheikh Sulaiman Kefer. Of course, Sheikh Sulaiman Kefer ain't Malambim. Oh, my Ravashi Rav Kahana. So explain to me something. When it says in the Brisa that we learn out from the Pusik by Nazir, it's called Asher Yasemi Gefen Ayayin, and then that's a claw. And this is Michar Tzanim V'Yadzag. So that defines the parts of the grapes. So from there we learn, the Gemara says over there in Nazir, that the fact that the terrorist puts them all underneath this klal is to teach me. That if you have some, let's say, wine, and some chartzanim, or some zagim, that they'll all be mitzvah to a shir of ikazayah. I mean, this is crazy. What do you mean they'll be mitzvah to shir of ikazayah? According to Rabbi Akiva, they'd be mitzvah if they were mutter. They'd be mitzvah with a piece of bread. I need a pasuk to tell me that you combine two isurim that it's osur. If Rabbi Akiva holds, you can even combine isur with heter, something is weird. How's he going to understand the whole drasha? That's a shocker. He asks the Gemara, Hashla Rabbi Akiva, isur v'heter mitzvahim. Isur v'isur, me boy. And of course, you already know the Torah. Omar lei, isur v'heter is only bevat achat. Isur v'isur is even bezachar zeh. So if I want to be mitzarif a chatzi zayas of zag, and a chatzi zayas of chatzanim, and I eat one here, I walk into the next room, and 2 minutes later, not one, half a zayas, one here. 2 minutes later, some shitas, 9 minutes later, I walk into the next room, and I eat another chatzi zayas. That has something to do with etim mitzarif. Listen, it's a separate demaisa. When it comes to siruf, look up at Yisr v'Yisr, The time is what defines the maaser. It's the mail at that point. Indeed, it becomes also. That's a chiddush. I couldn't learn that one out from the other. It's a completely different issue.
If I eat two chatzei zayin of Israel, zog, and if I can eat
a zeh after zeh,
right?
Correct.
Within
within the achilas process. That's what defines the nature of achilas.
But that's not kobi mitzvah.
Sure, that's tzira. That's tzira. That's tzira physically yisur. But I couldn't do that with heter and yisur. You're going to tell me, I eat a piece of bread now, half a gazayis, and then I decide to eat a piece of chalav. So I would be mitzvah if the chalav with the bread. So it's ridiculous.
But if I eat them together.
Oh, then, again, assuming not chalav, but it's a nozer, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So then I would be fine, because I'm eating a sandwich. Again, some say the bread had to absorb the
chalav. That's heter is. What about isur? Also,
you need yisur.
If I do it with
either. Give me the case.
At the same time.
We just said even if you don't eat at the same time. So what are you asking at the same time?
Cheap, right?
Obviously. It's not worse because it's the same time, is it?
What's the difference of a basakat? Is it instantaneously? Immediately afterwards? Is it time for a basakat?
It may even be that it requires taroves. That's something to explain to you. That's already in my locus, but it certainly has to be that. I'm eating it at one time. I'm eating it as one of you. I'm eating a sandwich. Okay. Wait a minute. He's still not smiling. This is impossible. You know what I think it is? I'll tell you what I think it is. No, it's very straightforward. There was no light this morning. And that's why he's wearing black. That's what it is. Give us a good, come on.
Poker or?
Oh, you can see. Oh.
That's what I was supposed to say, right?
How do you say
that? No, it's all an attitudinal issue.
I didn't say it right?
American Idol, I mean, you wouldn't have.
I didn't say it right.
Engaging.
I'm not supposed to.
I'm really getting worried.
I'm not supposed to.
Now I'm really getting worried. Till now I was only kidding around.
Take my coat.
Oh boy. What would Seinfeld have done under these circumstances?
Should be part of the package the same way that he receives the tens of
cards. All right, now we'll try. Maybe that'll make him happy.
You died a commissioner.
But seik should be sitkei areva. And here we've got interesting things. Until now we've discussed chometz nuksha, and the question of where what you need to be mavir in terms of bayirah, bayimah. We've discussed chometz that's being used as a depilatory. But we never discussed chometz that's become bottle to something that is holding it. I mean, suppose I have a kneading trough. You know those things that have they have the sides or on an angle, so any dough that comes up rolls back down, or the water comes back down. And you put your pressure against the bottom of it, and somewhat against the sides, and the sides are there to make sure that after you push hard, the piece goes flying, it hits the edge and comes back in, right? You've seen these. Okay. Now, the thing is, if I make that out of wood, then obviously over a period of time, the dough fills in all of the cracks in the wood and hardens. Now we got ourselves a nice watertight, let's say, container. But, I mean, it's made watertight by the dough itself that's gotten hardened in the holes. Now, do I have to get rid of that for Pesach? Because it's made out of dough. So, but sekshib is it kareva? Depends. So if in one of these cracks you've got a whole kezayas, then you're going to have to get rid of it. But if it's less than a kezayas, and the fact that it's stuck in the areva means it's batel. The same thing would be true about tuma, which seems to mean, from the following words in the Mishnah, which seems to mean that if you want to be tayvel, this container, you'd have the same issue. Is the dough on it a chatzitza or not? It would depend. So if you're trying to get rid of this dough, so then of course, then it's a chatzitza. If, on the contrary, it's part of the way that you use it, now it provides more of the waterproofing, so when you mix your dough, it doesn't leak. So then, it would be the actual body of the areva, and then it could be tevel. Of course, it's a little bit strange, because then it's not true. Because the first part of the Mishnah didn't talk about makpid. First part of the Mishnah talked about kizayi v'makom echad. So what do you mean, v'chein le'inin atuma? It's a whole new issue. It's like v'chein le'inin atuma. Then you don't say v'chein. You say v'le'inin atuma. Or l'gabi tefila, he makpid. I love it. It's not v'chein. Completely different criteria. The Gemara is going to be very bothered by this. Try to figure out what the Mishnah means. How much
become like a
right. Okay, but we said elu obrim. At least we can't have it on the open. So what would be the dinner over here? I mean, it's just hard. Some of you don't know shmoo. No, it would just be that it's become now something else other than chometz. Just like, look, we know we have a din of bittul in terms of the after the alma. Nonetheless, the Chachamim were mechayev us to get it out of the house. But how about if the circumstances make it ka'afra v'yom? The Rabbanim still say I have to get it out of the house. Over here, I don't even look at this as chametz. I look at it as glue, I mean, or filler, or whatever. I mean, there it's mamish batel ka'afra. I'm using it as something else. Am I mechayev to get rid of it? That's the question. It's a whole other issue. I mean, how far do we go with chametz that's batel? This is like nuksha plus. This is nothing.
It's not usable.
Maybe it's usable, but it's offer. Meikra din, I could keep chametz in my rishus if it's offer. It's only the Rabbanim who said, no, we're worried, maybe you'll find it, maybe you'll decide to eat it, I don't know, better get rid of it. Whatever this horror was for the... Well, there's levels of inedibility. I mean, there's nifson yachilas kelev, which we'll see later on. That's certainly not what we're talking about. We'll get to the question of edibility. But this is regardless of edibility, right? What would be the din? Omer of Yidomer, because I could take perfectly good chametz, I could turn it into afadar. I do that every year. So, I mean, here it really is afadar. Omer of Yidomer Shmuel. All of this is only true. Lo shonum ela b'makom she'en asuy l'chazek. Avo b'makom she'asuyin l'chazek. Well, we're talking about you've got to get rid of this chametz. That's where it's been absorbed into the cracks in the kli, but I don't need it. But if I need it, in other words, I don't mean it as a pun, but if I need it for kneading, so then ain't a chinami, then it's definitely bato, because then it's the kli. There's no shear in how much could become a kli. If I make a whole kli out of chametz, it's a kli, it's not chametz. So that would mean that michlal. So in other words, what you're saying is that when it says over here less than a kezayit, what the Mishnah means is that less than a kezayit you can keep around even in a makom she'ein asuy l'chazek. Because you're saying the Mishnah is referring to things in cracks where I'm not makpid on it's being watertight, let's say. Because I only need the bottom of the areva to really be watertight, because that's where the water is going to sit until the dough becomes doughy. So over there I understand I need it l'chazek. On the sides, I mean, it's not important to me that it should become watertight and I should have the dough in there. Okay, the Maisa, it's there, it's part of the Kli. That's how you're understanding the Mishnah. You're understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah is referring to places that are not absolutely necessary to have there. And nonetheless, you're saying it's okay, less than a Kezias, even if it's not in a place where it's really needed, it's still okay. So, B'makom she'asuyin l'chazek eino chayav l'vayer. Michlal, in other words, what I can derive from what you're saying is that if you have pachot b'kezayit, then even if it's b'makom she'ein asuy l'chazek, what you're saying is that eino chayav l'vayer. In other words, you're being very mekel. You're understanding the Mishnah as being Dafka talking about a case where I don't need it. If I really needed it to be there, then even it would be more like a Zayit. It would be bought. That's what you're saying. Now, Ikidim HaSafa, others learned that what Rav Yudam Shmuel was referring to was the latter clause, and that he was being machner. He said like this. The Sefer says, V'imlad, but if you don't have now over here a Kizayit, then it's Batu B'miyuta. And on that, says Rav Yudam Shmuel, when do we say that it's Batu B'miyuta? Dafka B'makom HaSri L'chazek? That's only where it's in the Kli, in a place where it's needed. So I'm using it to waterproof the kli. Avo b'makom she'ena se'el chazek chayav l'va'er. Woo! This is a big kumra. So according to this pshat, the Mishnah is never allowing you to be mevatel chametz, which is less than a kezayit, unless the chametz not only is in a kli, but it's needed to strengthen that kli.
So he's done a process of putting the dough through this process specifically for the purpose of sealing.
No, not necessarily, but it gradually became usable. Okay. Like a lot of things in life. You know, like the car that's held together with chewing gum, you know. If the chewing gum was chametz, do you have to junk your car for Pesach? That's the question. We actually had a guy in Baltimore who put his car together like that, if you recall. Now he has a website that talks about what things are kosher for chametz. Okay? So now, according to this pshat, you would be saying that a kezayit would never be bought, even if it was needed. Even if it was b'vokim shatzui l'chazek, you're saying it wouldn't be bought. This is the opposite extreme. This lashon is being very machmir. It's saying that the Mishnah was willing to tolerate pachas mi kezayis only where it's needed. A kezayis will never tolerate, even where it's needed. And even pachot mi kezayis we're not going to tolerate if it isn't needed. And it's just there. Wow. Now, the truth is that we have braitot in both directions. There's a braita that supports the first lashon and a braita that supports the second lashon, which seems to be a contradiction. Tani kalishna kama, tani kalishna bat. Tani kalishna kama, but seik shibisit kearei va bimakom asui lechazei. So the braita says, starting, kneading. It's his sugya. Nowadays, when he thinks about kneading, he thinks about a masseuse. That's what he thinks of. It puts him right to bed. That's what happens. Age. Tanya Kalishna Kama. Batseik Shibisitke Areva. When you've got now the Batseik, our Mishnah, and it throws in the words, B'mokama Sui Lechaseik. So if it's there to be Mischaseik, Eino Chotseits, Ve'eino Over. Then it's never a problem. If it's in a place where it's not Oysa Lechaseik, then it could be a problem. When would it be a problem? B'med Varmamor Mikavikazayit. So it's if you have a kazayit and it's in a mokum, she'ena tzila chasei, then you got a problem. But if you would have a kazayit and it's in a mokum, that's also good. It would be okay. That's a bikula. That's the first lashon. So pochot mikazayit, even if it's in a mokum she'ena lechoi, tzila chasei, eno chotzei tzva'eno over. So that would be exactly like we learned in the first lashon of Shmuel. V'tani k'lishon batra. We also have a brayta that seems to say the second lashon, because over here it says that batseik shebisitkei areva. Bimakoma asui lechazeik. So far the case doesn't explain about the kazayit. Eino chotzeitz. The eino over. Bimakom she'eino asui lechazeik chotzeitz va'over. But here comes the caveat, and that's where the problem is. Bamed varmon bepochos mikazayis. So it's when are we willing to tolerate if it's needed, if it's less than a kazayit. But if it would be kazayis, I feel mokum asur lechazek chotzeit. Furthermore, by the way, and if it would be pochas be kazayis, and would be in a mokum she'eno asur lechazek, also I wouldn't be able to keep it. So this thing is machmer in both directions. This is the second one. Yeah. Well, how do we have two brises that contradict each other? I mean, which Shmuel said he either said A or B. I mean, have two brises, how can you say both? Kashina adadi? Amr Avuna, look, something's messed up over here. Sami kilata mikamecha mirta. Since we don't know which one is right, let's take out the first brisa. Must be a mistake. We don't have a right to throw out the chumra.
Rabbi Yosef says,
what's with you guys? We have two brises. They're saying two different things. They're often argument, not mistakes. It's the machlokas tanoim. You forgot? Tanoi shakalta mi'ama. What, you've thrown the tanoim out of the world now? Tanoi. I'll show you where these come from. Here's the two sheets. The time. If you have bread now that has turned moldy, you're still going to have to get rid of it. Why? Telling me, who's going to eat? It's not right. But if you grind it up and you use it now as a powder to put into other dough, then it's going to cause those doughs to become now also chametz. So it's like sahar, basically. And it's still usable for chametz. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, b'med devarim amurim b'mikuyemet la'achila. This is only if this was bread that now was meant as bread and turned into penicillin. But it started off for the purpose of bread. Avol kupat sa'or sheyevibali yeshiva. On the other hand, if you have now something which wasn't made for eating, you have over here a bucket, basically. It's got hardened sa'or in it. Now you decide you're going to sit in it. Sit on it. So now you've got a sa'or bucket. Not something to eat. So then it's batla. I mean, it's not chametz at all anymore. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that it's batla. So doesn't that mean that the Tana Kama holds that it's not batla? Okay, now what does that boil down to, says Reb Yosef? Boils down to machlokes tanoim, alma kasava, ko kizayit, afagav de mevata, lo batla. In other words, the Tana Kama is saying, if you got a kizayit, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to have to get rid of it. Whereas now comes along Reb Shimon ben Elazar and he says, no. If you've got a kazayit which is being used not as chametz, being used as a chair, as a stool, or as sitke areva, then you don't have to get rid of it, even though it's a kazayit.
Even though it's a kazayit.
Even though it's a kazayit. So there we have, basically, no, it's a basko. So there we have basically the two brightos. One bright that says a kazayit, you got to get rid of, I don't care, even if it's a mokum asil chazik. The other one says, no, kazayit you can keep as long as it's in a mokum asil chazik. So what are you guys going crazy throwing out prices? It's a contradiction. Simple machlokas tanoim. Amalei Abai, no, it's not. Because there were two separate machlokas in here. There was the question of whether a kazayit can be kept if it's being used as a kli. That you've explained. But there was also the machlokas of pachas mikazayis, where it's not being used as a kli. You didn't explain that. Where's there a machlokas about that? Show me two tanoim will argue about whether pachas mikazayis that's not in a mokum the kli where it's also lechazek, whether you're allowed to keep that, you have to throw it out. You don't see that here. Reb Shimon Elazar never said anything about that. They didn't argue about that question. So I don't understand how you're proving that these two brayot represent these two shitas. Tiratzta mikazayit. You answered part of it, but you didn't answer the other part. Pachot mikazayit mitaratzta. Chatzta, the case where it's not Osri L'chazik. In Pachas Mikazayas, the two Lashonis of the Brises were different. One Brisa held that if it's a Mokum She'ein Osri L'chazik, then Pachot Mikazayit, even there you'd have to get rid of. The other Brisa held, that doesn't matter, even if it's not in a Mokum She'ein L'chazik. As long as Pachot Mikazayit, it's okay. Show me the Machloket in that. So, no, so you're now you're trying to put it maybe under the carpet or under the teat. As we'll see. That's also a possibility. Therefore, I say let's take another approach. Both Breitot could make sense. Both Breitot could be going according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And what we're dealing with over here is essentially a semantical question. How do we refer to Makoma Asri L'chazek? There's two levels of Asri L'chazek. There's Asri L'chazek in the sense of waterproofing. That's mamish, just the lower level. There's Asri L'chazek in the sense of areas in which sometimes, and anybody who's done a matzalisha knows that this happens, sometimes the dough goes up along the sides when you press down the middle, and you press against the sides to push the dough in. So the lower part of the slanted wall can sometimes basically be an extension of the bottom. Now that's what they're arguing about. The question is terminology, says Abaye. That's what the question was over here. I'm saying both are Rav Shimon Elazar, both are agreeing. The question is whether we're only referring to the bottom part or whether we're also calling Asri L'chazek the sides. So the second Braita over here was calling Mokom She'ein Asri L'chazek the upper parts of the walls. That's Ein Asri L'chazek, because it's Ein Asri L'chazek at all. Well, the first Braita was calling Asri L'chazek only that needs complete waterproof. It was only the bottom. So they were using different terms to refer to different places. But they ended up basically holding exactly the same thing. And therefore, I don't see why there's a problem. So, then everything is fine. So those both Tanoim hold even less than a Kezayit. On the upper area where it doesn't normally part of the Lisha, you've got to get rid of even a Pachas Mikazayas. They both agree to that. The bottom part, where it's mamish needed for waterproofing, so over there, even a Kezayas would be bought. The middle part, so their Pachas Mikazayas is okay. Kezayas is not okay. Everything fits in. It's fine. You don't have any contradiction in the Braitot at all. Says Rav Ashi, I just want to clarify, when you say Shaloba Mokom Lisha, what are you talking about? I want to make it very clear that Shaloba Mokom Lisha does not mean, when we say Shaloba Mokom Lisha, don't think that Shaloba Mokom Lisha means the other side, the outside. But anything inside is called Mokom Lisha. That's not true. The outside is not part of this equation at all. So Lotema Shaloba Mokom Lisha means Agaba the Agna. It means Ashifta the Agna. It means the upper part of the inner sides that are slanted down. That's also called Shaloba Mokom Lisha. Is that Cheetah? How could anybody think that? That doesn't make any sense at all. Well, Ma'udatema, I mean, look, I want to make it very clear that there are times in the Hatif, sometimes if you got a soft dough, it'll go across, so it'll spread. Sometimes certainly Chometz, that happens very often. It goes over to the other side of the Areva.
Overflows.
Because it rises. But that can happen if you got a lot of stuff, like some of it can go over the other side. So you might think that maybe I call that also a Mokum that requires. He said, Kamash, I just want to make it very clear. So therefore, my the tame is in it off with the atif umati lahatam. Kamash blan that that's not considered to be normal use of it.
Then it's for them now. It's identified the same as our
do the job. Yeah, according to that's the question of Shmuel. I mean, Shmuel has to be metayim himself now to this. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, Alochik Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and that's how we pasuk. That's how we paskin. I thought Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashi quoted Rav as saying only in tach panei abetit. So then it's bato. If lamaisa you went ahead and you put a covering of let's say some mishpachtel or something over it,
on your areva,
smooth it down. Yeah. So then it's considered to be bato. I mean low tach low. It's clear only if it was tach then it's bato. But low tach low, how can so? That's not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. No, you're right. Mandamatni alamatni ham. Clearly the one who was quoting Rav halacha karevla, which was Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, you should probably say, not Bar Ashi, doesn't seem to be such a person. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, who often does quote Rav, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, he's obviously had a different Kabbalah from Rav. I don't know. I mean, it can't be both true. Or Ikedami, some say we got Rav Nachman Amar Rav wrong. Actually, what Rav Nachman Amar Rav had said was, Ein Alok Rav Shimon ben Elazar. How do I know the Omer of Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan Amar Rav, in Toch Panati Petela, which is Davka Toch, but Lo Toch Lo? Okay, which is, it would be two Lashonis then, in how to understand Rav. Yeah. Omrim nachun on Hashmur. Shnei chatzai zeitim v'chutsho batzek b'nehem, ro'im koshi ilu yinatel achut v'notalinimo, chayav l'vayer. V'im la'avenu chayav l'vayer. If we're going to determine what a kezayit is, you think, okay, but we're going to kezayit. It's all spread out through the cracks. Ah, but suppose two cracks are connected with a small, they're filled, both filled, and they're connected with a piece of dough and a smaller crack between them. So if you could pick up the dough by picking up the middle piece, and the rest of the dough would come up with it, then it's all considered the one kezayit. But if not, not. So if, yinat elachut v'notalini mo, then chayav l'vayer, v'im la'avein chayav l'vayer. Lo ma'oma ula, but that's dafka when it's something stuck in a crack and a cleat. But if you have two completely separate pieces of dough in a house, so then this doesn't apply.
And they're connected by the
dough. No, then you don't need for it to be connected. Lo armen el ba'ariva, v'b'bayit chayav l'vayer, if they're not connected. My timer. Why? Because zin in the kanish lo v'naf l'gabi adari, because you may sweep your home and put them all together into a little dust shovel, and now you've got a kezayit. So therefore, get rid of it in the beginning. The question is whether you should buy a piece of the home. That's the question. that I think makes an awful lot, Richie. Fantastic idea. A fantastic idea. A Pesadika home.
Doesn't everybody
have a home? Yeah, a second home for Pesach. Yeah. Absolutely.
I have second kitchen.
Now, the only question is where to put it.
On the roof.
In the basement.
Actually, I hear that you have a neighbor that has a roof of hill.
I'm not trying to maintain my house.
The whole thing is we buy a basement, you put it, but now you make your matzah, you're going
to the question wasn't whether you should use it to make your matzahs. We already said before, it's considered to be kosher chimutzai, places where you have dough and sour and so on, and we don't use. But we're talking about whether I have to get rid of it. I have to take a knife and scratch. You know, that lots of women would do that with the balatas, you know.
I mean, you don't have like balatas.
Yeah, well, that was the minute in Yerushalayim. You take a knife, you go through every crack.
What do you mean was, Rabbi?
Well, you go through every crack on the floor to scrape out the chametz that's in the cracks. It shouldn't be in the... Absolutely. Sure. Boy, back in the old days, let me tell you, we used to have to get new furniture every Pesach. And after my wife put all the chairs in the bathtub, but that's just...
New set.
Pull up our container.
Brand new set.
It's
not a joke. 12?
It's not a joke. You're my house.
Alone, you need to spend Pesach here, won't you?
And of course, the painting, I mean, every year you have to completely whitewash your entire home. That was a double pressure.
Why is that the old days? What happened?
Yeah. Okay, some people are still living in the old days. Oh, yeah. Now we've become very, very makeup. After sanding down the table, we only put on 4 tablecloths.
No, you're kidding.
We used to have 7 tablecloths and 2 layers of silver foil.
How could it be?
What before? We still have the silver foil, but we're down to only 4.
Rabbi, this year...
This year we're coming to you.
We're
coming to you.
You're kidding, huh?
I'm not kidding at all. Not in the least.
You have no witnesses here.
When did my kids stop eating by us for Pesach? When they once saw a package of Pesadika chocolate fell on the floor. I mean, wrapped, of course, with the wrapper. But my wife used it after taking it out of the wrapper. That was it. Yeah. So on my
ula. You
won't use it. But anyway, over in these days they were makban on the halacha. So you know, all of these things, of course, are not nodeya, because they're halacha. So but buy it chayav levayer, because maybe you'll sweep it up. Amar ula bogem marava in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to know how about if you have a bayit and an aliyah. So now the question is over there. Normally, I mean, we sweep it up separately, but you never know. It might fall through the stairwell top and fall right on top of another piece on the bottom. And, you know, you have to worry about that too. So maybe you'd have to take a chatzisayit that's there and a chatzisayit that is get rid of it. And how about a bayit v'achsadra, where you've got a little porch-like affair, a portico, which is probably, do you keep it separate? No, it would be the same level, but it's got these little, you know, semi-mechitzes. Or what about if it's shnei batim, zelefim izema? How about two different rooms where normally you sweep each room separately? Take them.
But if you pour it all into one trash can, that would be a problem.
Because
I said one
place to
your whole house.
No. Mm-hmm.
Many trash cans. The
fact that this was asked.
Every room has 3 trash cans in order for not to be placed on
the floor. The fact this was asked in Eretz Yisrael, not bubble. Did they not live like this?
No.
This kind of
where it just was clear.
Toda Rabbanan, hapach ipshat, v'nifsalam yilaychol la'adam. Now here is our case. What is considered to be brought to la'afil? You've got bread that has turned now completely moldy. A human isn't going to eat it. V'akelev yochol la'ochla. So we said before, okay, we've got a problem when it comes to chametz because it can be used to be mechamea acherim. There's other halachas that we have to determine. Is it considered to be ochlin? So first of all, you should know that it's betamet tumas ochlin b'kabetz. First thing is, having once been food, it doesn't lose its shame of ochlin unless it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev. Second, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that we said in the beginning of the Masechta, that you cannot burn truma tumea with taira. Over here, if this is truma, nisrefet imat tumea b'pesach. Certainly, nobody holds its mak that would be mak, but even if it's truma taira, because once it's not roy for achilas adam, there's no din of mishmeres. That's for sure. So I don't have to worry about that. If it's erev pesach, I can go ahead and I can burn it with tumea. Mishum Rabbi Natan amru inu matama. They quote Rabbi Nosson as saying that it is also not metame other things. So it doesn't carry to me to be metame. Come on, also had it's not klal amru betaros. Kolam yuchad lechol adok al adam. Tamei achi basel mileachol keleb. Who does it go according to what it says over here that something that is roi for achilas adam is continues to be metame until it becomes nifsal mileachilas keleb? That's not like Rabbi Nosson, because Rabbi Nosson holds it won't be metame. Over here it's saying, no, it doesn't lose its tumor until it's nifsal mileachilas keleb. And over here we're talking about that it's roi lechilas. We've been talking about an'areva for people who are making bread from bado for some edible purpose. But if you have an areva for avdanim, avdanim are workers of leather, and they used to cure, they used to tan the leather using a flour and water mixture. Yeah. Where over there, that thing stinks. It's horrible. If you put kemach into that, and then if it's tov shlosha yamim, if it's within 3 days of Pesach, it hasn't stunk up so bad that it's nifsal melachia. So you'd be chayav levayah. But if you put it before 3 days before Pesach, and now it's time to burn chometz, you don't have to